adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jim has made final arrangements for his departure from Puerto Rico. He has secured a berth as seaman for Colo on Captain Kennedy's sloop, an inter-island trading vessel which is to carry him to the mysterious island owned by Bull Thorson. Colonel Cripps has supplied Jim with all the information available about this strange character who is complete master of an island empire. Both Jim and the Colonel suspect that the island is being used illegally as a secret submarine base by an unnamed foreign power. It is to investigate this supposed base that Jim is sailing at midnight. Kitty St. John has been left behind. Jim decided that the trip might hold dangers she should not be made to face. But Kitty's appetite for adventure is not to be ignored so easily. And after saying goodbye to Jim, she promises herself to show him a trick or two. As our story opens, Captain Kennedy is preparing to sail.
Batten down that forward hatch and tell that lazy bunch of stevedores we don't intend to stay here all night.
Aye, aye, sir. I got them hustling now. They should have all the cargo stowed in 10 minutes.
It better be, or I'll come down there and put a little ginger in them.
Hey there! Hold that slave. Where in tarnation did you learn how to trim cargo?
Captain.
Eh?
Who's Captain.
That?
Who's that? It's me.
Come out of that shadow. Who are you?
Jungle Jim Bradley, Captain.
How did you get aboard?
I've been watching for you. Just came up the gangplank, sir.
I had a guard posted there waiting for you.
I waited around on the dock, picked up a big box, and came aboard with a line of stevedores.
Well, you did it pretty slick. You could have stowed away for all of me. I never would have known it.
I figured it'd be the best way, Captain. See, certain accidents have just missed happening to me since I took on this case. And I wanted to be sure no one saw me come on aboard.
Well, if we couldn't find out when you arrived and we were expecting you, I don't guess anyone will know that you're here. But rest assured, you're safe here as a babe in its mother's arms.
I don't doubt that for a moment, Captain.
Yes, sir, I can vouch for every man jack of this crew of mine. Most of them have been with me for years.
Well, I didn't see Colo, Captain. Has he arrived yet?
Well, he's been here since 8 o'clock. I've got him below stowing cargo. He's a good man, Bradley. Takes to sailing like a hog takes to mud.
Why, he's a jewel, Captain.
Yeah, I'd like to keep him. Anytime he wants a berth on my ship, he can have it. Well,
hello.
I guess they finished loading.
Yes, and right on time, Captain.
Well, we're all set, sir. Ready to sail when you give the order.
Cast off immediately. You'll need every minute of this tide. Get a hustle on those men.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yeah, oh, sailors get lazy when they're in port.
The ship bearing Jim and Colo heads southeast, and with a favorable breeze, is soon out of sight of land. Colo, being initiated into ship's routine as one of the crew, has just gone off duty, and is shown to his bunk by another member of the crew.
Well, here you are, Colo. Your kit's stowed in here. It's not fancy, but it's mighty comfortable.
It'd be fine. Colo like it.
Well, I always said if you work hard enough, any bed is soft.
You're right. Man sometime be tired to enjoy sleep on rock.
Yeah, that's right. Well, so long. I'm going to turn in, too. I don't hear the engine, so I guess we got enough breeze to do without it, huh?
Yes. Much breeze. I be up on deck a few minutes ago. Much breeze. Big full moon.
Well, your next trick's a dog watch. Maybe I'll break in at the wheel. You got to learn sometime, and the sooner the better.
Yes, Colo be glad to learn.
Yeah. Well, good night to you.
Good night. Well, now we start another strange case. What be that? Funny place for clock. Most clock don't run so fast. Colo no like. Better tell Jim.
Hey,
you, Kolo. Can't you sleep?
Kolo sleep when time come. Have to see Jungle Jim.
He's up forward. At second cabin door on your left. Mm. Hey, anything wrong?
Kolo not know yet. Must get Jim first.
Tuan Jim! Tuan Jim! Hey, what's the racket? Who's there?
It be Kolo. Come quick, Tuan.
What's the matter, Kolo? Thought you'd be asleep by now.
Tuan, come with Kolo. Funny noise down below, beside bunk.
Oh, there's a lot of funny noises aboard ship, Kolo.
Kolo not like this one, Tuan.
What kind of a noise is it?
Make noise like clock.
What's the matter with you, Kolo? Don't you know they have clocks aboard?
Kolo no, but this one behind wall run very fast.
Oh, the next thing you know, you'll be seeing a mermaid.
Maybe. You come. Come, Tuan. Kolo not fool.
All right, Kolo. I'll be with you in a jiffy. Kolo, where are your quarters? Aft?
No, Tuan. Up there, front of boat. Here, Tuan. Listen.
Say, that is my Kolo. Wonder what it is.
That big clock, Tuan, like I tell you.
Yes. Coming from behind that wall. Wonder what's in there.
That be forward hole. I help load boxes and bales, all kinds.
We've got to get in there, Kolo, and find the cause of that ticking. Oh, no, boy, I hope we find it soon enough. It's what I think it is.
Kolo think it's same thing, Tuan.
But what are we waiting for? Where's the entrance to that hole?
Up on deck, through hatch.
Come on, we've got to get to Captain Kennedy. Bosun.
Aye.
Have you seen Captain Kennedy?
Aye, he's asleep, sir.
Well, we've got to wake him pronto.
Oh, no, the captain don't like to have his sleep interrupted, sir. Leastwise, he always makes a fuss when it happens.
He won't make no fuss this time. Captain Kennedy! Captain Kennedy!
Yeah, what's up here? Stop that racket.
Captain! Captain, I've got to see you.
All right. Wait a minute. What's all the shooting for? It's nighttime, man.
Captain, Kolo here just reported a ticking noise close to his bunk. Called me, I investigated, and that's just what it is, and I don't like it. Sounds just like the sort of a clock mechanism that would be on a time bomb.
A time bomb? Well, that's ridiculous. Of all the cockeyed old woman's tales, a bomb on my ship.
I didn't say it was a bomb. I only said it could be. In any case, we want to find out a lot more about it while there's still time to do so.
Where does it seem to come from, Kolo?
Right by bunk, in forward hold.
Why, man, that bunk is level with the floor of the hold. We'll have to haul up half my cargo just to get near it.
Suppose it is an infernal machine, Captain, and we don't bother about it. Maybe the cargo will never have to be moved again.
Well, do you really believe this crazy bomb idea, then?
After what happened to that plane that flew us to Puerto Rico, after the shot in the warehouse, you saw that. Why, I'd believe anything, Captain.
Well, I'll take a listen to it anyway.
Captain, Tuan Jim be right. That tick-tock. No good.
Right here, Captain.
Yeah. Well, that's a clock ticking, all right. I'll swear there isn't supposed to be any in the cargo I've shipped. Maybe you're right. There's nothing to do except start hauling it around.
Bosun!
Aye, aye, sir!
Give that wheel to someone. Get me three men and unbatten that forward hatch. Hurry!
Very good, sir.
Come on, Jim. We've got plenty to do.
You too, Kolo.
All ready, sir.
Swing that boom over to the corner. Lower away with those bale hooks.
I'll get down there, Captain, and help load.
All right, Jim. Hey, you, Kolo. Keep that deck space clear for those top bales.
Yes, Captain. Kolo, do.
That's good, hold it. I'm sure there's nothing in those, just bags of coffee, but... You hear anything, Jim?
Not a sound, Captain. I'm sure whatever it is, it's down much lower.
All away!
Oh,
yes. Hey, Walters!
Yes, sir.
Keep some of those boxes, the small ones, over to the port side.
All right, sir.
Captain, quiet! Quiet up there!
Sorry, Bradley. Quiet, all of you. Got anything, Jim?
Not in this one. But I think I can hear it faintly now. We're not far from it.
All right. Haul it up, then.
Hold it.
Hold it.
Listen to that one, Kolo. Quiet.
Kolo, fear nothing, Captain.
Captain!
Yes?
Captain, I got it! Get those hooks out here right away! This is it, Captain!
Hey, Paul, don't sir. You hit him! Get that plane down!
Okay, hold on!
Figure it out now, man! Easy now. Drop it easy! There's no question this is the one. Here, Kolo, get a bar and a big hammer.
We've got to take it easy, Captain. This thing might go off right under our noses.
I don't propose to waste much time on it now that we've got this far.
Why, look. This case is addressed to Thorson's Island.
I don't care. It's going to be open right here and now.
Yep.
Be gentle with it. Don't... Okay. Jim. By thunder, you were right. Look at that black box.
Let me have that, Captain. Stand back.
Overboard you go, right over the plate.
Well done, lad. That can't go off now.
If that time bomb had not been discovered and tossed overboard by Jungle Jim, Captain Kennedy's ship and all on board might never have been heard from again. The time has now arrived for Jim to take his departure from Kolo and Captain Kennedy.
Well, Jim, that's as near as I can make you look like a shipwreck victim. In fact, if I saw you in the small boat right now, I'd put about my ship and pick you up.
Well, thanks for everything, Captain.
Oh, listen to him thanking me when every man jack aboard owes his life to you, Jungle Jim. We're not going to forget it, either.
Well, I was just doing Kolo and myself some good. Anyone would have done the same thing, Captain Kennedy.
Well, goodbye, lad. Good luck.
Thank you. You're sure you removed all the identification marks from the boat?
Oh, yes, I even had a new name stenciled on the life preservers.
What was that?
What?
What? That splash.
Oh, I don't think that was from my boat. It's probably a couple of porpoises playing.
Oh. Well, if you lower the boat, I'll be leaving now,
Captain. Sure thing. All right, Bosun, lower away.
How far am I from the island?
Oh, I'd say between 4 and 5 miles. It's an hour before daybreak. That moon will be gone in a little while.
Well, thanks a lot, Captain. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jim.
Probably a half a day getting this scow on the shore. Well, what can I... Why, it's an arm. An arm. Hey, let go of this boat. Let go, I say. Why, it's you. What are you doing here?
Who did Jim discover hanging on the back of his boat? What bearing can this mysterious person have on the latest exploit of Jungle Jim? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. No other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.